Well, folks, I'm with Jason Drew, and this is Drew Family Cellars, and we're in Anderson Valley. Now, Anderson Valley is Pinot Noir to me. It is a number of things, including sparkling wine and some great Alsatian wines coming through now. But let's talk about Pinot Noir. You are known for Pinot Noir and Syrah. Pinot Noir is in my heart, and it's also in our glass. So you talk so I can drink.
Well, thank you, Doc. This is a special bottling for me. This is Morning Dew Ranch from Anderson Valley, and this vineyard resides on the deep end, so that gets a lot of wind and fog and cooling conditions that are able to keep the wine fresh and vibrant with really solid acidity.
You're getting towards the coast and the temperatures go down as the grapes mature, the end product is worth it.
It really is. It's one of my marquee vineyards that I'm working with. It's not only a marquee vineyard, but the owner is a marquee guy. So that's Burt Williams, who created the Williams-Salem.
He makes a few good wines himself.
He makes a few. That's right. So, he's a good model to go by, and just a wonderful person. His vineyard is what's a 12-acre vineyard with several different field selections of Pinot Noir. I get 2 acres, so I'm contracted for 2 acres of Pinot Noir, 2 clones, or I should say field selections. So there's a Roccioli field selection and Latoche field selection. But this vineyard is challenging. It's a lot of wind. It's on a hillside. It's 800 feet up, but it produces wonderful acidity and intensity, and the tannin structure is just right on the money. And as you can imagine, Burt Williams, you know, he does everything in his power to create the best farming conditions and just do the best farming he can for this vineyard, and it shows.
You know, I have noticed in talking to the winemakers up here that there's been a lot of work before there was even a grape picked in finding these sites and finding the perfect sites for Pinot Noir, and that really only comes with having background in Pinot Noir and where it will grow and will not grow, because there have been mistakes all over the world in plantings. People did their due diligence and homework here and came up with these amazing sites, and you probably want all 12 of those acres if you can get them.
Well, that would be nice, but that's an impossibility. There's 3 producers, and it's all locked up for as far as I can see, so I feel quite fortunate. You know, Pinot Noir does require a special situation. You have to grow it in the right conditions, and you can grow it in different conditions, but they have to be the right conditions.
Well, we're going to enjoy the labor of your work here. This is beautiful Pinot Noir and great food here on Have Wine Will Travel. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.